Breaking news. The Houston Rockets trading Christian Wood to the Dallas Mavericks for a return of the 26th pick in this year's NBA draft, as well as Boban Marjanovic, Trey Burke, and a pair of Rockets legends, Marquese Chriss and Sterling Brown. Was this the best possible return on the market that the Rockets could have gotten for Christian Wood? What are the options with that 26th pick now in the NBA draft, potentially coupling it with the 17th overall pick to maybe trade a little bit further up in the draft? We're going to break down all the different possible angles from this trade and what it means for your Houston Rockets right now on today's Locked On Rockets.
This is Mission Control, Houston.
Ignition sequence start.
With the second pick in the 2021 NBA Draft, the Houston Rockets select Jalen Green.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal.
I'm going to keep working. I'm going to keep getting better every day. I'm going to keep perfecting my craft. And every time I step on that floor, I'm coming.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up and welcome to another edition of Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. As always, I'm your host, Jackson Gatlin, native Houstonian and credentialed media member. I'm also the host of Locked On NBA Mondays, host of the State of the Rockets podcast, as well as the founder of ClutchCityControlRoom.com. Be sure to follow along on Twitter at JT Gatlin and the show, of course, at Locked On Rockets. As always, we appreciate you for making Locked On Rockets your first listen each and every day, free and available on all platforms, Apple, Spotify, the Odyssey app, Google. Also, check us out on YouTube. Go to YouTube, search Locked On Rockets, like, comment, subscribe, all that good stuff. Comments are awesome. Go comment right now. How do you feel about this breaking news by the Houston Rockets? Christian Wood traded to the Dallas Mavericks for a package centered around the 26th pick in this year's NBA draft, as well as Boban Marjanovic, Trey Burke, Marquese Chriss, and Sterling Brown. We're going to break down every angle from this trade, what it means for the Houston Rockets, for this current core, and for the timeline of the Rockets rebuild, some of the things that have become concrete as a result of this trade. We'll also take a look at pick number 26 and the different options that the Rockets could have with regards to pick number 26, be it maybe trading up in the draft, maybe trading out of the draft, the different levels of versatility that they have now been given by having yet another pick in this year's draft to couple with 3 and 17 that they already had. And then we'll take a look at the players coming back in this trade, the 4 Dallas Mavericks returning in this deal, how one of those players actually has a really interesting fit here in Houston, and the kind of larger scale scope of what this trade means for the Rockets and their rebuilding timeline. So let's start first things first. It's the end of an era. Christian Wood is now gone, no longer a Houston Rocket. This is a guy who's had a lot of ups and downs during his tenure with the Houston Rockets. And while I'm not exactly upset to see him go, this was a trade that I had kind of the writing on the wall for a long time. You know, we look at, you know, when the trade took place, and I think you're looking at the fact that the Rockets were bound to walk away with one of the three big prospects at the top of this year's draft. I think once they landed at pick number 3, it was almost that kind of spelled the end of Christian Wood's time in Houston. And it feels to me as if this trade was something they've probably been working on for a while now, trying to figure out what value they could ultimately get back for Christian Wood. Is this value in a vacuum the absolute best that they probably could have gotten for Christian Wood? Not necessarily. That said, rather than trying to, you know, pinch pennies and try and, you know, extract just a little bit of extra value for C. Wood, they got back another draft pick in this year's NBA draft, and they didn't take back any long-term future salary. All 4 of the players that the Rockets brought back in from the Dallas Mavericks are expiring contracts. That is a huge part of what makes this deal so great if you're the Houston Rockets. So while I'm not completely blown away by this trade in a vacuum, basically Christian Wood for the 26th overall pick in this year's draft, which is exactly what the Rockets didn't want to trade Christian Wood for back at the NBA trade deadline. They didn't want a late first-round draft pick in this year's draft. They were facing a logjam in their front court by potentially drafting Paolo Banchero and having Alperen Şengün and having other front court, right? They were going to hit a point where they just didn't have enough minutes to go around for everybody. So I like this trade because of the variety of factors that it kind of unlocks for this Houston Rockets team. And some of the other tree branches that you have to look at, the cascading effect of this trade for the Houston Rockets, first of which Paolo Banchero just did his workout with the Houston Rockets. And for them to have just, like, literally within the last 48 hours, having done Paolo Banchero's workout, and then immediately calling up Dallas, and it's like, hey, you know what? About that Christian Wood guy, just go ahead and take him. Just give us that 26th pick and, you know, some salary that doesn't go past next year, and we're square. They must be really, really impressed with what Paolo Banchero did in his workout. And so to go up to Dallas and basically say, all right, here's our starting power forward, starting center, whatever you want to call him, right? So that's, you know, the first takeaway. Second takeaway is, barring any other crazy situation, Alperen Şengün is now your starting center moving forward if you're the Houston Rockets. So many question marks about what his role was going to be moving forward alongside Christian Wood, not alongside Christian Wood, still coming off the bench. How would the number three pick factor into all of that? All those questions can now be squashed. Alperen Şengün is your Houston Rockets starting center moving forward, which is another bit of very exciting news to come off of this. And I think the probably most exciting news to come out of this trade is that this is now, just beyond the shadow of a doubt, Jalen Green's team. Like, there is no more, like, who's the alpha, who's getting the most shots, who's the go-to guy, whatever. No, like, you know, confusion about the hierarchy within the team, hierarchy within offense, hierarchy within the locker room, none of that. This is now clearly Jalen Green's team, and that's what this trade means, is that Jalen Green is now the alpha of this Houston Rockets team. This is his team. This team lives and dies with him, right? He now gets to set the tone for the locker room, sets the tone throughout the game, sets the tone on the floor, all of that. And I think that's a huge reason for why Christian Wood being gone is kind of almost, we'll call it addition by subtraction, right? There are a lot of people that are firm believers in what Christian Wood could have brought to the table for this Houston Rockets team. Ultimately, the timelines just didn't quite match up with Christian Wood being significantly older than the rest of this young Rockets core. And then again, the fact that it didn't seem like he could buy into a lesser role behind guys like Jalen Green and Kevin Porter Jr. I wish him all the best in Dallas. I truly do. I think that him being paired with a guy like Luka Doncic, or like in some of the earlier episodes this month, or in recent weeks, talking about him potentially pairing with a guy like Damian Lillard, right? An established star who he can look to and say, you know what? You're the alpha. I'm going to get in line and do whatever you tell me to do. Jalen Green's not at that point yet in his career. It's unfortunate that it didn't work out between those two. Christian Wood, I wish him all the best. I think he's still got some two-way big potential. But that didn't ultimately work out here in Houston. Hopefully it works out for him over with the Dallas Mavericks, but not too well because it's still Dallas. So, you know, I-45 rivalry and all that. But with that, I do want to talk about the 26th overall pick and what that means for the Houston Rockets, how adding that pick to what they already have with number 3 and number 17 gives them a ton of flexibility in this year's draft, as well as flexibility possibly moving forward. We're going to get there after a quick message from our friends over at Built Bar, because when it comes to protein bars, you've got to check out Built Bar. They're the number one protein bar on the market, and for a great reason. Every single bar is coated in 100% delicious chocolate. They're not gritty or chalky like other protein bars out there. They've got so many amazing flavors to choose from. You got salted caramel, cookies and cream, mint brownie, peanut butter, raspberry, strawberry. The list goes on and on and on. My personal favorite is coconut brownie chunk. You really can't go wrong with a single one, though. Every single bar is low-cal, low-sugar, high-protein, high-fiber. Amazing if you're on a keto diet. Amazing if you're trying to cut back a little bit, maybe lose a little bit of weight. You can check them out. Just go to built.com and use promo code LOCK15 to get 15% off your very next order of the best-tasting protein bars on the market. Again, that's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at built.com. And continuing on here at Locked on Rockets, your daily podcast, home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. Right now, we have an important favor to ask of you. We've put together a survey so we can learn more about listeners like you and make your favorite Locked on podcasts even better. This is your opportunity to tell us what you like and don't like about Locked on Podcasts. Go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey right now to get started. Won't take very long, and everyone that completes the survey can qualify for a chance to win one of 10 $100 Ticketmaster gift cards. To take our audience survey, go to lockedonpodcast.com/survey. Thank you, and we appreciate your help and feedback. Now, let's continue focusing on this Christian Wood trade and the most enticing part of this C. Wood trade, right? We kind of talked about all the little offshoots of this trade, the indirect results of this trade, if you will, in segment one. The most important part of this trade, I think, is receiving pick number 26 in this year's NBA draft. And that is the immediate quantifiable asset from this trade, because the rest of the guys from this trade are effectively salary filler. So we'll talk about those guys in segment three in just a moment, because I do think one of those guys could actually possibly stick around maybe for the long term if you're the Houston Rockets and actually play a role with this team. But focusing on pick number 26 here, now the Rockets are in this position where they have pick 26 and pick 17 and a lot of flexibility in this draft to do really whatever they want to do, right? We look at last year's draft, right? And the Rockets utilized two picks, the heavily protected first-round draft picks by way of the Detroit Pistons and the Washington Wizards, packaged those two together and were able to turn that into Alperen Şengün at pick number 16. Now they've got pick 17 and pick 26 in this year's draft, and they could very easily, it's conceivable, you could take those 17 and 26, package those two picks together and get a little bit further up in the draft lottery. Maybe you look at a team like the Charlotte Hornets at pick number 13. Maybe you look at a team like the Spurs at 11 or the Wizards at 10 as potential trade partners to move up in this year's NBA draft. And that's kind of the like immediate reaction to this trade, right? Is, oh, they have another first round draft pick. Let's see if we can package those together and move up, right? That was my immediate reaction as well. The more that I started to kind of think about this, the more that I realized there's a lot of other options at play here if you're the Houston Rockets. First of which, it could be really tough if you're the Houston Rockets to basically be bringing in a full crop of three rookies in this year's NBA draft, right? There aren't even guarantees that whoever they would have taken at 17 or will take at 17 would be ready to play rotation minutes in the NBA. That might be a G League candidate, similar to last year with Josh Christopher and Usman Garuba. The Rockets are already incredibly high on Usman Garuba, who they've opened up minutes for in the front court by trading Christian Wood. They've got Dacian Nix, who didn't get a whole ton of run or whole ton of burn last season. So effectively, if they make all three of these draft selections, they've got these three rookies coming in. They've got Usman Garuba, who's effectively another rookie. And then they'll have Dacian Nix, who's basically another rookie. That's five rookies that you're essentially trotting out. Now, I know that Garuba and Dacian Nix have varying degrees of professional experience, but you get the point, right? Is it's really tough to bring five brand new guys into the system like that. So what about the Rockets potentially trading out of this year's NBA draft, right? They could very easily trade one, if not both, of these picks for future draft assets. And now that they have pick number 26 to play around with and work with, I think pick number 17 is a much more attractive asset to trade to a team in the right here, right now, than pick number 26 would be. And not only that, they have kind of that fallback pick. So essentially, what they could do with pick number 17 is they could trade that for a future, you know, somewhat protected first round draft pick. Maybe they trade it for a first in next year's draft or in the 2024 draft, you know, just a little bit further down the line. And maybe you throw some, you know, semi heavy protections on it, you know, top 8 protected, top 10 protected, something of that effect, to where you're kind of gambling a little bit, but kind of pushing that asset a little bit further down the road, right? Which kind of conveys the same effectiveness as to what the Rockets wanted to originally do this past trade deadline, which was receive an asset that was a future draft asset, not a draft pick in this current NBA draft. Because again, having draft assets that are much further down the line that stay liquid for longer are much more conducive to facilitating NBA trades, greasing wheels, all that kind of stuff, right? A draft asset that is much further out is just a better overall asset to have rather than one that has to convey immediately. So if you're the Houston Rockets, maybe that's something that's on the table, right? Is maybe trading that 17th pick a little bit further out so they have more room to kind of finesse and move around with as far as, you know, what that pick could ultimately become. Maybe it's part of a trade further down the line, that kind of thing, rather than having to make the selection on draft night a little over a week from now. So that's another option. I do think it becomes interesting as well, depending on where the Rockets are at with their big board, with their talent evaluation around picks 17 and 26. I mean, if the Rockets are getting ready to pick at like 17 and they feel like one of their guys is going to drop all the way down to pick number 26, that's another reason why you could very easily trade out of pick 17 and just take your guy at 26 if you think he's still going to be there on the board. It just kind of depends on what the Rockets' big board looks like compared to other teams, right? Maybe there's a guy out there that other teams are kind of sleeping on that the Rockets have their eyes set on, and if they think that they can get him at 26 and then exchange pick 17 for future value or for a different type of asset, or maybe reach a little bit further and now they get two prospects at 17 and 26. There's just a ton of possibilities there. And I think ultimately what the important takeaway from this is, the Rockets now have all this added flexibility in this year's NBA draft, right? Again, trading up, potentially trading back, potentially trading out. And it's so important that they did this with a week to go before the draft, because now they can field out all these different possibilities, right? Now teams know when they're calling up the Houston Rockets or when the Rockets are calling them up that they have picks 17 and 26 to work with. It's not some, you know, little back alley like, hey, you know, I've got 17. I might could maybe get another pick, you know, if I can finesse this team over here. And then you're like talking with, you know, I don't know, Portland. And they're like, yeah, yeah, come back to us when you've got a second pick to talk about. Right now it's concrete. They've got two first round draft picks in this year's draft. That's a quantifiable resource that they can actually look at when having these prospective trade deals with other teams, trying to evaluate where they stand and what they could potentially extract for this pick value. Now, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself here. Maybe it does just turn into a couple extra draft picks and the Rockets do make the selections at 17 and 26 and we don't get like a sexy draft night trade or, you know, another trade leading up to the draft. But even if that's the case, I'd rather the Rockets be in a position to be able to acquire another prospect and kind of stash them at the end of the bench or, you know, throw them in the G League for half a season, that kind of thing, rather than dealing with the roster glut of having to showcase Christian Wood for another half season and then trying to move him at this upcoming trade deadline, all the while burying guys like Alperen Şengün and Usman Garuba and KJ Martin and Jayshon Tate further on the Rockets bench because they just don't have adequate minutes to share with everybody. So ultimately, this trade, I think if you look at it from a Rockets perspective, is an absolute win for all the different variables at play besides just the in the vacuum value that you got back for Christian Wood, which is effectively the 26th pick in this year's NBA draft. So with that, I do want to talk about some of the names coming back in this trade. If you're the Houston Rockets, the four names coming back from the Dallas Mavericks and how one of those guys could be beneficial to the Houston Rockets in the right here, right now, as well as what it means moving forward, kind of looking at the final leg of this trade, if you will. We're going to get there after a quick message from our friends over at Arcade 1UP, because right now we've got some huge news. NBA Jam is back with Arcade 1UP, the leader in at-home retro arcade games, is not only bringing back the best game ever, but they've made it bigger and better than ever with a Shaq Edition machine. In one of the first sports games ever to feature real and digitalized NBA licensed teams, no fouls, no free throws, and no quarters required. Compete with friends and family through all new Wi-Fi leaderboards, making you more connected than ever. Pre-order now from arcade1up.com. That's arcade, the number one, up.com for an estimated early September ship date. They've got more classics like Golden Tee, Mortal Kombat, and many others starting at just $399. Check this out. They're giving away an NBA Jam Shaq edition to a Locked On listener. Enter for a chance to win a game console for your man cave at arcade1up.com/locked on. That's arcade, the number one, up.com/locked on. You've got until July 6th to enter to win a free NBA Jam Shaq edition console. Don't miss out. Enter today. And final segment here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast, home for everything Houston Rockets basketball. Final thoughts here on the Christian Wood trade. And we'll take a look at the four names coming back here in this deal and kind of what it means from a like 10,000 foot view. And first of which, I mentioned this much earlier on, but of these four names, none of them have long-term money. They're all expiring deals. None of them have a deal that extends past next season. So that's an absolute win if you're the Houston Rockets, because you maintain your cap flexibility for next summer, the summer 2023, where the Rockets are potentially positioned and poised to make a big splash in free agency, possibly. So you retain that level of flexibility. But when we look at these four names, I think that from the jump, Trey Burke and Marquese Chris, I immediately wrote off as just, that's just salary filler. That's just the Mavericks getting rid of contracts, whatever. When you look at Sterling Brown, the return, the prodigal son, if you will, he had a really solid year with the Rockets. Bit of a, you know, kind of a down year with the Mavericks. But his one season with the Rockets, I always enjoyed what he brought to the floor, right? You know, played hard on defense, was, you know, a guy that could create his own buckets offensively, was a good three-point shooter. But I do think that when you look at where the Rockets are at with their depth chart, the amount of guard play that they got in front of him, the fact that they're still developing a lot of these young guards. I mean, they've got four young guards that they're still trying to develop between Jalen Green, KPJ, Dacian Nix, and Josh Christopher. that doesn't exactly leave a whole lot of burn in the guard rotation. Plus, there's still the question mark of what the hell are they going to do with Eric Gordon? So I don't exactly see a world where Sterling Brown necessarily sticks around if you're the Houston Rockets. I wouldn't be opposed to it. But the most interesting name of these four, though, is Boban Marjanovic. And a big reason for that, a couple of reasons. First off, is everywhere that Boban has gone, he has been absolutely adored, both on and off the court. He is a consummate professional. He is a great locker room presence to have. Nobody has ever said a bad thing about Boban Marjanovic, I don't think, right? Like, and honestly, for this type of like young Rockets team to be able to kind of replace the Christian Wood vibes in the locker room, which at times were maybe a little bit selfish, a little bit self-centered, you know, kind of self-serving interests, whatever, not necessarily team-oriented, to replace that with a veteran like Boban, who is just going to bring great vibes and be a 7'4", 300-pound Jolly Green Giant enforcer, if you will, if the vibes ever start to go a little sideways. Like, who better than to settle like potential petty arguments in the Rockets locker room if two guys are kind of going at each other than to just have Boban step into the middle of them and say, hey, like, stop. You know, 7'10" wingspan to keep guys spread very far apart from each other to prevent any conflict. I kid, but that's exactly the type of veteran presence you do want to have. And then his on-the-court production, the advanced metrics don't lie. Like, Boban, when used correctly on the court, like, that is absolutely a guy that, you know, at times can, you know, in a niche situation, can potentially swing you a game or win you a couple games, right? If used accordingly, you know, if used appropriately. So, and I do think having him, having a legitimate big man, like a big man to throw at some of the other bigs, like a Jokic or an Embiid situationally, even if it's just for 10 or 15 minutes throughout a game, to really kind of make them measure up to a guy their own size, could be really beneficial to a Rockets team that has been really teeny tiny for a long, long time. So I like both the on the court and off the court, the locker room stuff when it comes to Boban. I will also throw in this little nugget for you tinfoil hat conspiracy theorists out there. Luka Doncic absolutely loves Stephen Silas. He has spoken highly of him time and time again whenever he's here in Houston playing against the Rockets, whenever the Rockets are in Dallas playing against the Mavericks. He constantly has good things to say about Stephen Silas and had, you know, some of the best years of his career with Stephen Silas as the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Mavericks. So that relationship is strong. They're like this. Not only that, Luka absolutely loves Boban Marjanovic of all players. So, you know, do with that information what you will. Go knock out all your Rockets Photoshops, all that good stuff of Luka wearing a red and white 77. But with that, you know, that part, again, take that with a grain of salt. But I think another kind of important distinction, again, to make here, right, is the Rockets are taking back no long-term money with these four contracts that they brought back. They're still very much in play to make a big splash in summer 2023 free agency, which was a big part of this deal, right? So they got a first-round draft pick for Christian Wood, and they didn't take back any bad salary in return for Christian Wood, which I think at the end of the day is an absolute win-win if you're the Houston Rockets. Again, I think it's really hard to just look at this trade in the vacuum of, oh, all they got for Christian Wood was a first-round draft pick, and it's a late first at that. If you're looking at it through that lens, yeah, you're going to be a little bit disappointed. You start to look at all the different like trickle-down effects this trade has. This is now Jalen Green's team. Alperen Şengün is now the starting center. There's no front court logjam for all these minutes and all these players that could have, you know, potentially had to play behind Christian Wood. There's no more locker room, you know, kerfluffle going on between C. Wood and his own self-serving interests trying to be the guy and going out there getting his numbers. No more hierarchy issues, any of that, right? Suddenly you replace that with a veteran like Boban Marjanovic, who I do kind of expect to stick around. If he's, you know, if you're the Houston Rockets, I wouldn't be surprised for him to actually stick around from this trade. He's the most interesting name, in my opinion, of these four coming back from the Dallas Mavericks. And then again, above all else, you pick up another asset in this year's draft that increases your ability to do so many different things with this year's draft, the flexibility again to trade up, to trade out, to trade back, all these different scenarios in the Houston Rockets' favor for them to potentially look at, and they've got a week to do so. So with that, those are final thoughts on the immediate reaction to the Christian Wood trade and what it means to this Houston Rockets organization, to this franchise moving forward. If you haven't done so yet, please consider subscribing to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, Google, the Odyssey app, free and available on all platforms. Also, the first picks of the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft have been made. Search now for the Ultimate NBA Mock Draft wherever you get your podcasts with over 50 insiders, the Odyssey Sports experts, the draft experts from Locked On NBA Big Board. The 5-episode Ultimate NBA Mock Draft is underway. Make Ultimate NBA Mock Draft your second listen today. Also, check us out on YouTube. Go to YouTube. Let me know how you feel about Christian Wood being traded. Let me know in the comments. I do read each and every one of those every single day. But as always, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. And we look forward to having you back right here at Locked On Rockets, your daily podcast home for everything Houston Rockets basketball.